If you live in downtown New York, downtown Delhi, or any big city, you know what I'm talking about. It can be loud. Traffic during the day, clubs at night. Well, cities across Europe have been cracking down on noise in recent years. Paris has been out front, shutting down high decibel establishments. The World's Jerry Hatton has this story of one man's crusade to quiet things down.
It's nearly 2 a.m. on a Paris weeknight, but despite the hour, the city is hopping. At a little downtown bar, a young woman, beer in hand, walks over to my table and starts singing. But then the bar owner walks past and wags a finger. The girl, named Marie Monchamp, sits down. I ask what she thinks about being shushed like that, and she has a message for the French fuddy-duddies who would limit her fun. They should install double-paned windows, she quips. That'll keep the sound out. Actually, Gérard Simonet has fancy double windows. And no, he says, it doesn't keep the din of late-night revelry out. Simonet's a local resident who runs a citizens' group out to see noisy bars shuttered.
There are probably people who don't love me.
Which may be an understatement, but Simonet couldn't care less. He just wants to sleep well.
And that's terrible in the night because you just feel the boom, boom, boom. You don't hear music. You just feel this the noise into your own body. So every time there is a problem in this respect, we have to intervene.
Lots of big cities around the world fight nighttime noise with curfews, fines. In New York, there's even a hotline you can call, 311. But Paris's policy is among the most drastic. If there are enough complaints, city officials can close a noisy bar for a weekend or half a year with no trial, no appeals. Simonet insists his crusade isn't against fun. His beef is with loud noise of any sort.
How does that honking make you feel?
The honking?
Beep, beep.
I completely disagree. I don't like it.
Simonet is giving me a sonic tour of his neighborhood, La Marais. Traffic is backed up for blocks.
I think the government should take in all countries a decision to stop with this. We don't need to have this.
Horns in cars.
Yeah. We don't need to.
It's a safety device as well.
Yeah, but a safety works once in a million of cases, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, they horn when they...
A second blast and Simonet loses it. Knock it off, he shouts, approaching the driver who's just honked. You're not helping, he says, waving his hands. We live here. We've got that sound inside our heads all day long. Simonet's campaign has led the city to close some bars, but he likely won't be able to stop the beep-beeping. His critics have a suggestion for him if he can't stand the big city noise. Move to the countryside. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton, Paris.